baby. You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Aviana and Lexi in studio with me, as well as Stephanie Toops. How's everybody doing?
Great.
Yeah.
Woo. Good.
So, and you've got your little daughter in here with you?
Yes, she's here.
Tell me, I'm sorry, I can't remember her name right now. It's being honest.
Emmeline.
That's right.
Yep.
Wait, Emmeline?
Uh-huh.
Don't you call her Emmy, though?
Yeah, she goes by Emmy a lot. Okay. That's kind of her nickname.
And so Dallas, Texas is got a huge weekend. It's OU weekend. The party has already started, I've heard. The war has begun. I think I'm going to be at the game, actually.
Are you going to the game?
I think I'm going to be there covering it. Yeah. So, yeah.
Awesome.
So we'll see. I'm waiting to hear here any minute. But yeah, I'm super excited about it. And you're going to Taylor Swift tonight.
Yes. We're
with little Emmykins.
Yep. We're going to Taylor Swift. We're going with four other girls her age. So it should be everybody's first concert. So.
Oh, wow.
Super excited.
Oh, my gosh. I remember that.
Yeah. Don't you remember your first concert? I mean.
I think my first concert.
My first concert was Taylor Swift.
Really? Was it really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't go to any. Like, my family, we never went.
Mine was Hillary Duff.
I was like 15.
Hillary Duff. That's awesome. Yeah. Mine was Richard Marx. So wow. I'm dating myself.
Well, I grew up in a small town.
Yeah.
So we didn't have. I mean, you know, I don't remember. I think maybe the first band that I ever saw live was. I'm thinking maybe the Rolling Stones.
Well, that's a pretty good first concert.
Yeah, for sure.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I think so. So, but, you know, other than there were some small bands in upstate New York that made it big. I'm trying to think of, I can't think of it right now, the song or the band, but it was really popular.
That's kind of how it was for me. Bismarck, North Dakota.
Oh, I know what it was. I know what the song was. It was the song Get Ready.
I don't know.
Get ready, because here I come.
Oh, yeah.
You want to dun, 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 dun.
You guys are good.
You know you know the song. Who's it by? Who's
Temptation?
It by? No, it's not that. It was some. Oh my gosh! It was like the original one. It's the beginning of the song is super sexy to dance to.
Yeah.
I remember that because I remember getting my.
Mine's
getting
pulling
my
up
little,
the Temptations.
Mine too.
No, well maybe that was the original.
The
original
Supremes.
One. So who redid it like in the 70s or 80s? There was a band.
The Supremes.
Okay.
Tom Jones.
No, not
Rare
Tom
Earth.
Jones. Rare Earth. That's it.
Rare Earth.
Rare Earth. That's it.
That's kind of a cool name for a band.
Yeah, isn't it?
Yeah.
I wonder what happened to them.
Yeah, I don't
know.
Rare Earth.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I like it.
Well, there you go.
Well, maybe they'll come back. Or maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe someone will. Maybe. I don't know. The second coming of Rare Earth.
Yeah.
But, oh my gosh. Well, we've got a really great show coming up today. We have Stephanie Toops talking about 15 reasons to begin prepping. Boy, I don't know what I would do, and we'll talk about it, what I would do if I had to evacuate my home.
Oh,
with all my animals, I'd
be at a loss.
Yeah, I would have to kind of stay there, I think. But we'll talk about it. Maybe I'm wrong. I could be wrong. We've got Doug Kaufman coming up. I'm so excited to be talking about the flu shot. Doug Kaufman is the host of the popular show Know the Cause, and he's written a blog about the flu shot. I was also reading last night Dr. Kelly Brogan, who is a medical doctor and a psychiatrist as well, and she is... she wrote a book called A Mind of Your Own, The Truth About Depression and How Women Can Heal Their Bodies to Reclaim Their Lives. And in this, she talks about the flu shot as well and vaccines. And I can't wait to talk about this with Doug Kaufman. I really can't. But I will say this. I'm also very excited to speak with Maura Davies, who's patiently been waiting on the line with the SPCA of North Texas. How are you doing today, Maura?
Hi, doing great. How's everybody there?
Really good, really good.
Good.
And I heard we're talking about bee stings today, which is really funny that I watched the bee movie just a couple of days ago.
Nice.
I never realized how political the bee movie is.
Oh, is it?
Oh, my gosh.
It's intense.
It's intense, yes. You need to watch it. And
is it Seinfeld?
Yes, Jerry Seinfeld.
Okay.
And
yeah.
Pay attention. It's very, very good. And you know, Maura, before we talk about bees, I want to ask you if you agree with this, because I was talking last night with my daughter about cats and dogs and just how almost politically they have been put in camps as well. So this is what we think. We think that dog lovers are mostly Republicans and cat lovers are mostly Democrats or liberals, if you will. What do you say to that?
Ooh, that's a really difficult one. You know, the only thing I immediately go back to is many years ago, we did a neat online campaign where we asked people to vote for dogs or cats on Election Day. And we actually had this whole cute campaign where people could vote for a specific cat. And I remember the cat's name was Chicken. I can't remember the dog's name, but Chicken the cat won. And I don't know what that means, but then we had another election, the last presidential election, and dogs won. So I don't know.
Yeah, no surprise there. And I love dogs and cats alike. So, yeah, we won't get into politics because I'll never shut up. Okay. All right. Well, you know, something funny, too, that Lexi pulled off of Twitter. It said, surprisingly, girls with cats make better girlfriends because they've learned to love something selfish and dumb. What do you say to that?
Oh, my gosh. The only thing I can think of is ask about religion, and then I'll say, I don't know.
There you go. Yeah, there you go.
It depends on the situation.
Oh, my gosh. We make things so complicated, don't we, in this world?
Yes.
And yeah, I have to tell you, after watching the Bee movie, you really do need to understand how important they are to our ecological and just a system and the survival of the earth, really, and so many of the foods mm-hmm. that we eat. Of course, that's not what we're talking about today. We're talking about bee stings with you, so and how to protect yourself, home remedies, things like that. So what should you do if your pet is stung by a bee?
Well, you know, the first thing you're going to need to do is to make sure that you get the stinger out of there. So one thing you can do is get a credit card, and you can gently scrape the stinger out. If it's a bee, if it's a wasp, it's really important to try to figure out what it was. If it's a wasp, of course, you're not going to have a stinger left behind, mm-hmm. but get that out of there. If you do see that your pet is experiencing swelling, whether that's minor or major, then it's going to be very important to contact your veterinarian immediately and get your pet to the veterinarian, get them treated. Bee stings can be very serious. So can wasp stings. Other things that people may not realize, like some dogs and even cats can get into a situation where they're face-to-face with a, believe it or not, a porcupine, mm-hmm. depending on where you are. All these things can be very life-threatening. There are a lot of pictures that people will see online of a pet, particularly dogs, saying, oh, look, ha-ha, my dog got stung by a bee and their mouth is all swollen. Mm-hmm. It can be very serious. And it's something that you should take very seriously and contact your veterinarian to see if your pet needs more immediate medical attention.
Okay, so let me ask you this. For those that can't afford to go to a veterinarian, mm-hmm. and there's a lot of people out there like that, mm-hmm. and the economy that we're in right now, absolutely. So if first thing you could do, so get the stinger out with a credit card mm-hmm. or tweezers if you have them, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then what, put cold on it?
You can, if there is swelling of any kind, whether it's a bee sting or something else, you can put a cold compress right there to help, potentially. But the main thing, if that's not helping, if your pet seems to be in any distress whatsoever, if they seem to have a hard time breathing, if they're whining or screaming in mm-hmm. pain, of course, make sure you do anything you can to find an emergency veterinarian. You can also, when you pick up the phone and call, you can explain, look, I don't have a lot of money, but please help me.
Yeah, that, good luck with that.
Send you to. Mm-hmm. Well, depending on who you're calling. Unfortunately, and I do want to make sure that that this is something that I get out there too, the SPCA of Texas is not able to respond to emergency veterinary medical situations with pets. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We're just not set up to do so. We're a spay-neuter and wellness clinic, so vaccinations, that sort of thing. But there's actually also pet insurance out there that people can look into before mm-hmm. their pet gets into a situation where they might need medical assistance.
Right.
There are also pet loans, pet medical health loans that people can search on the internet for. Even if you don't think it might be something you can ask, mm-hmm. don't hesitate to ask the veterinarian, hey, do you have a resource? Do you know somebody who does that can help me?
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this, because I'm thinking, mm-hmm. what would I do? You know, what would I do if one of my dogs got stung by a bee? And particularly mm-hmm. if it's on the weekend, because I have to tell you, I would mm-hmm. probably not go to an emergency clinic myself personally, because I've had that experience and they have gouged me incredible amounts of money. I haven't gone in years and years, but I really feel that, I don't know, it was like five times what you would normally pay at a veterinarian to go to an emergency clinic. However, I haven't been in a long time, and I did hear that there was one here in town that was more reasonable. So check it out. I'm not sure what it is. Maybe we can do the research for you, and we'll put it out on our social media. But I want to ask this. Can you give your pet an antihistamine like Benadryl?
That is something that can be possible. So I'll use my personal situation. I had a wonderful golden retriever, and he was allergic to many, many things. He had food allergies, contact allergies, inhalant allergies. Poor baby, it was a mess. He never got stung by a bee, but I'd actually called and asked my veterinary office what dosage of antihistamine he might be able to take. And they helped me out with that. As long as you know your dog's weight and you can talk about that with a medical professional, you can figure out what a good dose might be that could absolutely help. I do know that it is possible for dogs to take Benadryl and Benadryl-like products, but you just want to be really, really careful.
Yeah. Well, I would think you would go like by the weight of a child, by the weight of the dog, and just, you know, I think. I'm looking at Stephanie. We're both, you know, moms over here trying to figure out what we would do as a dog mom. But so what are some of the symptoms, real quick, of anaphylactic shock in a dog or a cat?
Yes. Well, anaphylactic shock is a very, very serious thing. And so some of the things that that if you see, it's definitely something to call the veterinarian about, even if it is going to be expensive, even if it is late at night. Look for the trouble breathing. Look for an animal that is like seizing up if they're having seizures, if they are lethargic, if they're non-responsive.
Okay.
Please call your veterinarian.
All right. So good to talk with you, Maura. Thanks so much.
One more thing. If they're vomiting, but take care of your pets, everyone. Thank you. And everybody spay neuter your pets.
Absolutely. Thanks, Maura. We'll talk to you next week. Everyone, stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of HM Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started a company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from HM Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try HM Company products. Search HM Company and use code OLR for 20% off and free shipping. That's HM Company and code OLR to feel better naturally and calm your brain.
Hi guys, it's me, Bernadette. You know I would never mislead you. When I first heard about the Squatty Potty, I was like, what? And now I can't even imagine my life without it. Get your Squatty Potty at Target, Vitamin Shop, Kohl's, or Costco, or online at SquattyPotty.com. That's SquattyPotty.com. Poo poo pee doo.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like Blueberry Blast, Coconut Cashew, Cinnamon Roll, and Salted Caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Hey, Bernadette here. Wouldn't it be great if there was a place where everything was gluten-free? Well, now there is. It's the Gluten-Free Expo, and it's coming to Dallas Market Hall on October 27th and 28th. Bring the whole family, take free classes, buy hard-to-find items, and get coupons and samples of hundreds of delicious gluten-free products. Get your tickets online at gfexpo.com. That's gfexpo.com. Or at the door. Mention radio for $5 off each ticket. The Gluten-Free Expo at Dallas Market Hall on October 27th and 28th. Don't forget to mention radio for $5 off each ticket. See you there.
Hi, I'm Bob Barker. This is my friend Benny. Before you buy cosmetics, personal care, or household products, you be sure they have not been tested on animals. Everything from floor cleaner to shampoo is poured into animals' eyes and down their throats. They suffer intensely. Some even go blind. The price is never right for products tested on animals. Visit PETA.org for a list of cruelty-free companies.
Did you know there are over 3,000 kinds of snakes? And most, being shy, pose no threat to humans. but they are still feared and killed, even for frivolous fashion. In his poem Snake, D.H. Lawrence marvels at a snake drinking from a water trough. He succumbs to irrational fear and impulsively throws a log at the very animal he admired moments before. He writes, "And immediately I regretted it. I thought how paltry, how vulgar, what a mean act. I despised myself and the voices of my accursed human education, and I wished he would come back, my snake, for he seemed to me again like a king in exile, uncrowned in the underworld." This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us it's easy to be kind by choosing fake snake over real skin for belts, bags, and shoes.
There you go. I'm just gonna dance for a second.
Nice.
Right here, baby. Oh my gosh. Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette. Oh my gosh, I've got Diamond Gray with me, Lexi, Aviana, Stephanie, and Doug Kaufman on the line. Doug Kaufman is the host of the popular TV show Know the Cause. He became interested in the subject of fungus as it pertains to disease while he was working in the area of food allergy. And Doug is the author of 9 different books that focus on fungus and ill health. Doug was also featured in the most recent book that just came out a few months ago, Cancer Therapies, with Dr. Mark Stengler. And Dr. Nasha Winters was also featured in the book along with Doug. Such a pleasure to have you back. How are you doing today, Doug?
I am doing great. How are you, Bernadette?
Well, I'm great. I'm great. And I, even better talking to you, I have to say. And I love what we're talking about because I really get so angry, Doug, when I think about vaccines, when I think about the flu shot in particular. And I want you to help me out here. Let's talk about the flu mist. It was once approved and then it didn't work. And they knew it didn't work and they sold it anyway. And now it's coming back. What do you say about this?
You know, that's really a tough question because the Center for Disease Control says, let's harvest this virus, and this is the one that's going to be. It was in Japan. I think it's going to be in California in the U.S. Let's go ahead and harvest it and inject it or squirt it up in the nose. And the last time they tried this, it didn't work. So I guess they have reconstructed it and maybe made it better, but they're coming back with a nasal spray, which I like much better than, you know, a needle, and that we're going to see if it works this time. And what I try and teach people in, on the TV show is when you're exposed to germs, one of two things happen. You either become immune to them, right? That's the way the immune system works, or you become sick. So how do you become well? How would you stay well through flu season? There's a lot of articles that talk about proper diet, you know, staying away from alcohol, staying away from sugar, et cetera, during flu season. A lot of articles that say echinacea, golden seal, beta-glucan, good supplements really do prepare your immune system. So that's the way I've opted for the past 50 years without a flu shot. But some people take them, and for some people, they really work.
Well, you know, case by case, I if you look at each individual case by case, I think maybe you might be able to say that for some people. But generally speaking, I believe not. Based on a lot of things that I've read by Dr. Kelly Brogan, I mean, I could recite so much that I've got in front of me. But, you know, what concern, a lot of things concern me about this. But as it regards the flu mist, why was it approved if there really was no evidence that it would work?
Doesn't that scare you, Bernadette?
Yeah.
So we're introducing viri into the nasal passage, mucous membrane tissues, or through a shot, and we're not quite sure it works. And that's not even, in my humble opinion, the worst part. When it's via a needle, you have something called thimerosal, which is a mercury derivative. And the CDC has always taken the position, well, it's not enough to harm us. Okay, I buy that. But their own admission is, the CDC, that, you know, these vaccinations work 40% of the time, maybe 60% of the time, and that's what you and I call a coin flip. So should we go get a flu shot and wonder if it's going to work? My concern has always been, Bernadette, the number of people, now the CDC says this is impossible, but the number of people who get the flu vaccine and get really sick, mm-hmm. and that scares me. And they say that's impossible. That's just, it's just happenstance. It's flu season. They got a flu shot the next, you know, the day before they got sick. Just coincidental. And I say, not so. We have to be careful out there.
I couldn't agree more. So what roles do the CDC and the FDA have in the approval of the flu shots?
So the CDC, I think, is kind of the PR wing of the federal government, and the FDA is the governing authority. The FDA's job is to look at these viruses, construct a shot or a mist, and say, okay, these are the 11 viri we found floating around in Japan. Thanks to the wind, they've made their way here to the U.S. We're going to construct a vaccine now. We hope it's, you know, 50% accurate. Mm-hmm. And the CDC, I see very much as, you know, when the Center for Disease Control and Prevention comes out and says, by gosh, it's flu season, and the FDA says, they quote the FDA, greatest one we've ever had. I think they're kind of, they fit like a hand in a glove, whereas one is an enforcement kind of Center for Disease Control. The FDA says, we have the scientists on board who are going to make this. And so the two of them kind of, you know, put the boxing gloves on and go get us. You see mm-hmm. all these sick people waiting in line, the people in the hospital, the kids screaming when they get a needle in their arm. You need this shot, or especially if you're older, or you can't live. Man, Bernadette, you've known me for a lot of years. I keep getting older, mm-hmm. and I don't take the flu shot. But during these months, we have to be proactive. We got to do things we don't normally do.
Absolutely. You know, and it's funny because we talked about the time of year. You know, it's in the fall and the winter. What is it? December through February is typically when it's flu season, or it starts in October, right? Doesn't it?
It can start
October,
early.
October, early November.
Late October. Okay, so think about that. Not only are you indoors more, okay, school's back in session, but something I didn't even think of that you made me think of through your words is that. That's also the time of year that we eat the most sugar and drink the most alcohol during the whole holiday season, which starts
Bernadette,
Halloween.
On top of that, right? They call it seasonal affective disorder. It starts on Halloween. Well, you only gave away 40 packets of candy. Let's put the rest in our bodies every day. You know, and it's party time. And so you look at our life, and if we're proactive, we say, okay, throw the candy away. We made a $20 mistake. Go to the party, but have Perrier water, you know. Mm-hmm. And they're really, I'm telling you, and you know this because you stay up like I do with the science. Mm-hmm. There are good articles on exercising your way through the flu season without getting the flu. So there's a lot of things we can be doing, and it's very difficult. But those of us who have had the flu know how severe it can be. And those are opportunities we have to prevent it. So I think it's out there and the road for it. You can go to the left or go to the right. Take a flu shot and believe you're immune, or not take a flu shot and help yourself become immune.
Yeah, and you can put a lot of, you know, weapons in your artillery, like having a just saline spray into clean your nostrils out every day, you know? And especially if you're flying, anytime when I travel, I always will use saline to, you know, like rinse my nostrils out before and after and drink a lot of water. That helps too, you know, wash simple stuff. We all know this.
Washing your hands.
Washing your hands is so critical after you, mm-hmm. you know, and we could go on and on. Eating well, getting your exercise to keep your immune system strong. You know, also, I wanted to ask you about this, Doug. You talk about the flu season. There may be a connection to mold. Can you talk about that mm-hmm. for a sec?
Well, of course. When the kids left school, you know, the air conditioners were on in June or July. They get back on, it gets cold. That same HVAC ducting is now damp. Isn't it funny? We had substitute teachers when school started back and all the kids were out sick. It's not germs being spread as mold being dumped upon them when we turn the air conditioning or the heating system on in these schools. So that's mold season is flu and cold season. Mm-hmm. So keep that in mind. You know, we feed mold with our diet through sugar and alcohol. So it all dovetails perfectly. Just take good care of yourself in cold weather months and you may get by without a flu shot.
Okay, and what are a couple of your tips real quick to prevent the flu during this flu season?
You talked about, you know, nasal spray with saline. I put a drop of oregano oil in it.
Ah.
Now, all of a sudden, up in the sinuses, you introduce a strong antifungal agent.
Mm-hmm.
You said wash your hands. I think that's a great idea. Be more proactive with washing your hands during cold and flu season. you're together with family, just drop into the bathroom, wash your hands. And then most importantly, when we tend to eat the most junk food, just be careful. If you're young, you can get away with a lot more than you can if you're really sick or a baby or really old. So just know that through flu season.
Okay, so I want to ask you what your thoughts are on this before we go to break. So this is about, it says, do your own research before you vaccinate. This is too important to ignore. I don't even know. You've probably heard of this. My friend Carla Palmer actually told me about this over a year ago, that the government has a plan. It's called Healthy People 2020 and has a goal to fully vaccinate all children and adults by 2020. And there are 217 new vaccines being created right now. Have you heard of the Healthy People 2020? 2020 campaign?
I have not, but that makes total sense to me. You have to remember that the pharmaceutical industry at one time wanted to dump statins into our water supply. People aren't getting heart attacks. They're the greatest thing in the world. It's the goal from womb to tomb. When you own a business that medicates people, and they're not bad people, they're probably good people, then the goal is to get everyone on. You know, statin drugs are preventive. Mm-hmm. Can prevent a heart attack with statin drugs. I don't know if that's true, but that's the story. That's the goal. Everyone vaccinated, everyone on drugs. And we just have to be careful. This is still America. We still have the right to question and do our own research.
Absolutely. It's a republic.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. For the people, Doug, right? Let me leave you with this. Fact number 13 on this 2020 vaccine facts. Number 13, pharmaceutical companies spend up to 19 times more on advertising than they do on research.
Bingo.
Yeah.
Bingo.
Yeah.
Just be careful. You know, trust your heart. Be careful out there.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Doug. Always a pleasure.
My honor. Thank you so much, Bernadette.
Thank you. Have a great day. All right, everyone. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Far as my eyes can see. No matter how fast I run.
Hi, I'm Laura Val Bundy for PETA. Every summer, thousands of dogs die from heat stroke after being left alone in hot cars. The inside of a car can reach 100 degrees in minutes, even in the shade with the window slightly open. Keep your dog cool and safe this summer. Never leave them in unattended hot cars. If you see a dog alone in a car during warm weather, call the humane authorities, the police, or do whatever is necessary to get the dog out. His or her life may depend upon it. Thank you.
For more information, visit PETA.org.
Today, we're here to tell you about the success of Squatty Potty. Consumers are experiencing the healthful benefits from having the correct posture when eliminating the toxic and harmful fecal waste from their bodies. Now, Squatty Potty has made it portable. Introducing Porta-Squatty. Now you can experience the healthful benefits no matter where the road takes you. It easily folds up and fits into a discreet carrying bag the size of a book. Porta-Squatty. Available at Bed Bath Beyond, Amazon, or for an exclusive discount of 25% off your entire order, use code One Life at checkout at SquattyPotty.com.
Well-Being Journal is a remarkable bi-monthly health publication esteemed by intelligent readers worldwide. It's available in print or digital, single issues or subscription. Its focus is on living a happy, healthy life and preventing or healing illnesses naturally. Preventing or healing cancer, arthritis, cardiovascular conditions, and digestive issues, as well as nutritional solutions for optimal health, are regular subjects. Learn more at wellbeingjournal.com.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Hi, everyone. It's Bernadette. Everyone knows that I'm a strong believer in the numerous health benefits of cannabinoids and CBD oils. As with any supplement, I always do my research and my homework to find the highest quality product on the market. That's why I'm so happy to announce our partnership with the H Hemp Company, founded by a group of the most experienced and respected names in the CBD community. H Hemp offers a line of innovative products that are all natural and tested for quality. Choose from flavorful oils, restorative body balm, and minty breath spray, all at affordable prices. And for every H Hemp product sold, the company makes a donation towards the fight against opioid and anti-anxiety drug addiction, an epidemic affecting millions of families across the nation today. H Hemp products produce a sense of calm, fight post-workout inflammation, and the company gives back to our community. What more could we ask for? Search online for H Hemp Company and use the code OLR for 20% off your first order. That's OLR for 20% off your first order.
Did you know a mother rat will dip her paws into cool water and gently smooth the fur around her infants' faces? The babies put their arms around their mother's neck and pay attention while being bathed. Rats and mice fall in love, risk their lives to save their kids, and giggle when tickled. Evan Walker writes of a mouse who died of shock in a trap. His life was a life fully as real to him as ours is to us. This creature, for all the irritation it may have brought as it scampered through closed closets or up some crevice in a wall, was as precious as you or I. He was not a machine that breaks and fails. He felt. His was consciousness, full and real and fragile and precious. This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us that it's easy to be kind, perhaps by not using glue traps.
Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. Oh my gosh, that song's for you, Stephanie.
No, I know. You process it for a second, and I'm like, yeah, this
you
is
prepper,
awesome.
You prepper, you. We're going to be talking about that in just a minute. 15 reasons to begin prepping. But before we do, I want to let everyone know that you can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to download and listen to our podcast or subscribe to our newsletter, or go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live from your mobile device. Download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. How's that?
That was good.
Oh my gosh. So a big shout out to our sponsors that bring this programming to you. Great companies like Sun Warrior. You can get a Sun Warrior at Vitamin Shop or put it in your smoothie at Smoothie King. I order mine online along with my Soul Good bars and my vitamins for her, my raw vitamins that I love so much, and my daughter. They are the only vitamin that my daughter can take without them upsetting her stomach, and they're made with raw organic food.
Well, that's awesome.
Just FYI.
Yeah.
And in fact, Ruben Salinas, that works here for iHeartMedia as well, I don't think he'll get mad at me for saying this, but he takes the vitamins for her instead of the vitamins for him, because the people at Sun Warrior told him that the vitamins for her have a few more different vitamins in them that are good for him too.
Well, so that's really interesting, because I was looking at, Thad started taking some vitamins, and they are prenatal vitamins. And
there
I was looking at the paperwork, and I was like, you have him on prenatal vitamins?
There you go.
And they said, well, there's stuff like folic acid, and there's some things in the prenatal vitamins that are actually really good for supporting his health. And so it's so funny because it cracked me up too, looking at the list of what he was taking. And
It's actually funny. So here's what you should do, guys. You order the vitamins for her from Sun Warrior, and then when your wife questions you, you can get the whatever they tell you at Sun Warrior.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, but great company. They really are. They've been with us for a very long time, and I appreciate their support, and I know you do too. Another great company is the H Hemp Company. Use the code OLR for 20% off your first order. There isn't a day that goes by that I don't forget my CBD oil. I absolutely love it. I actually have it on that little thing on my forehead, my CBD oil, this morning, because I canceled my appointment with the doctor, the dermatologist.
No, Bernadette.
Yeah, no, it's fine. It's fine. I had somebody look at it that knows skin stuff.
Okay.
And she said that she thought it was fine. Just put some CBD oil on it or some ozonated olive oil and cover it up. And the problem is I keep touching it. You can't touch.
Get to touch.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Well, I want to give another shout out here for Paleo Magazine. Visit them at Paleo Mag Online to download the digital version or find a store near you and pick up a copy. And, of course, the Well-Being Journal, such an amazing journal, heralding the integration of medicine with physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, and social aspects of health. The Well-Being Journal is now available in both print and digital versions. Order online at thewellbeingjournal.com. And I want to let everyone know that the gluten-free and allergen-friendly expo is coming up. It is going to be in Dallas at Dallas Market Hall. It's the expo, and it's on October 27th and 28th. We will be there. So I hope to see you there. If you see us with our equipment, be sure to come over and say hello. All right, let's talk about this. Let's get prepped because I like to be prepared for dangerous situations. I think every woman, I say woman, man too, but women especially, because we are the caretakers for our children.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, all right.
You want me to just go?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay,
let's go.
Cool. All right. So I think one of the things that people ask me first is how did you get into this? How did this start? Because I think when you start talking about it, some people are like, you get two responses, either I totally do that too, or what are you talking about?
But doesn't this have some connection to you growing up Mormon?
Yes. So, yes.
Okay.
So that's really interesting. So I think that's where it started for me. So if we're
in trouble, find a Mormon.
Yes. Yes. Although they will all say, like, we're not telling you where we're going. So,
oh, really?
Yes. So I grew up LDS, and the church tells its parishioners or its population that they really should have at least 3 months worth of sort of food storage available. Uh-huh. So that's kind of where you start. And so that's one of the things that I do think is interesting is you don't necessarily have to start with a huge, you know, thing. But anyway, that's the church's conventional wisdom. So that's kind of where this started for me. But then I think what took it a step further was my job before I had kiddos was I was a real-time electricity trader. So I traded power on a real-time basis, which is on a 24-hour, because power is actually flowing physically. And so I was putting trades on, physical trades, and when those trades fall apart, it's a big deal. So in 2003, I was working the trading desk, and that's when the biggest blackout in U.S. history occurred up in New York. I don't know if you guys remember this, but
yeah, I do.
Yeah, it's a really big deal when the grid goes down, because number one, it's incredibly unstable. It causes problems all throughout the U.S. just with, you know, pricing within the energy markets went crazy. But there's issues with hospitals and people that are on, you know, life support.
Right.
And I mean, it's a big deal, and people don't realize what a big deal it is.
How much we depend on electricity
when the grid goes down.
Yeah, you should have a generator in your home.
Yes.
If you don't, they're really a good investment. They're about $400 or $500.
Yeah.
I would recommend a Honda generator.
Yeah, Honda's a great brand.
Yeah,
so
it is.
Yeah, so that was kind of what took me to the next step. And then after I finished trading, I became our chief risk officer for that same trading operation. And then because we were managers of generators, we were required to have complete redundancy for our business. And so we had a complete backup site. We were hyper aware if there was ever ice storms or hurricanes. We had sandbags. I mean, so I really went from having this kind of upbringing that was like food storage and kind of warm and fuzzy to this really fast-paced, high energy, you know, things are, you know, prices are $20,000 or whatever it might be, and mitigating those circumstances and making sure that we were addressing everything. And so in that role, I really was required to think ahead. I had to look at every situation and ask what could go wrong before it went wrong and have already addressed that issue. So I was responsible for doing the preparation, our plan for the bird flu. Remember when the bird flu was big?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I had to write an entire plan for our office in case we had a bird flu issue. How are we going to be prepared for that? So that's kind of the genesis of where this became a big thing for me.
Yeah.
And then after I had kids, we were living in an apartment complex downtown, and my the fire alarm went off in the middle of the night. I had a 2-year-old and a 4-month-old.
Oh, wow.
And we had to get in our car, and we had to walk out of the house with them. And my husband and I looked at each other, and I felt so helpless at that point in time because I didn't even know what to grab.
Wow. So you have 3 kids now.
Yes.
How big is your diaper bag?
It's I have a really big one that I leave at home whenever possible.
She carries batteries and all kinds of
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. It's pretty crazy. So I think then that's what took me full circle. And then a month after that happened was the Ebola scare in Dallas. And so that is when
I went full
scale.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Yeah, I owned a Drift then.
Uh-huh.
My tanks were completely empty for 3 months. And you know what's funny? Adrift is probably the safest place you could have absolutely been in the whole city because of the sanitation with the Epsom salt water and all that.
Yes.
It's a natural antimicrobial, and I could go on and on. But yeah, I remember the Ebola really well.
It was wild. I mean, I remember being at the grocery stores and people were nervous and people were buying stuff, and it was wild.
Yeah, it cost me thousands and thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
But we're going to go to break. We're going to talk more about being a prepper with Stephanie Toop. She is a consumer advocate professional. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio. Just like a dragonfly.
I fly above the trees, over the seas. Hi, I'm Eli Roth for PETA. While violence in the movies is make-believe, sadly, violence against animals is all too real. Countless animals are tortured and abused every day, and most of the time these crimes go unreported. If you know of someone who is abusing an animal, please tell the police or tell an adult. People who get away with hurting animals often turn their violence against people, and that's a cycle we need to break. So let's leave the violence where it belongs, on the screen.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Hi everyone, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagonline.com. That's paleomagonline.com.
Here's the dill pickle. Squatty Potty works. It's awesome. Find yours at your local Bed Bath & Beyond, Amazon, or squattypotty.com. That's squattypotty.com.
Sun Warrior believes that plants provide the cleanest and most powerful foods, rich in antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, and phytonutrients. Our bodies crave real foods, especially in this age where we heavily process everything we eat, stripping out all of the benefits and nutrition well before we have a chance to even use them. Illuminate your body, mind, and the planet with Sun Warrior. To learn more, visit them at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
Did you know, when depressed, sheep hang their heads and avoid company? But if content, they socialize and wag their tails like puppies. Rams lean against stone walls so that other sheep can stand on their backs to reach high grasses. Sheep recognize each other by facial features, and when shown photographs, they can remember at least 50 other sheep and 10 human beings, even if they haven't seen them for 2 years. At Poplar Springs Sanctuary, you'll meet rescued sheep, like Fanny, who was found tied to a mailbox, and Adam, who escaped ritual sacrifice. Visitors' faces echo Anatole France's words, "Until one has loved an animal, a part of one's soul remains unawakened." This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us that it's easy to be kind, perhaps by choosing faux fleece.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Lexi Brinkley, Aviana Barrientos, and Stephanie Toops. Stephanie Toops is a consumer advocate professional, particularly focused on safety in food and personal care products. She became fascinated with the industry when she was diagnosed with a thyroid autoimmune disorder while pregnant with her second child. She has always been fascinated with education and holds both an undergraduate and master's degree in accounting and finance from Texas A&M University, and she is is a certified public accountant and has owned and operated numerous businesses in the Dallas area. She's also a fantastic photographer as well.
Thank you.
Pictures I've ever gotten in my life or had taken of myself and groups of people for a couple of magazine covers that we did. Yep. Stephanie was the photographer. She's amazing. You can find her where? What's this website?
You can follow me on Instagram, ToopsyTurvy, or I do have an actual blog at ToopsyTurvy.com.
Oh, okay. Good. Yeah. What's this UrbanSurvivalSite.com? Is that a reference?
I think those were some of the reference materials for our segment today.
So you told us how you became involved in prepping.
Yes.
So what are some reasons that you might be interested in prepping outside of a doomsday scenario?
Yes. Okay. So I think one of the things that makes people go, you know, they think, well, this is doomsday. This is far-fetched. You know, this is not something I need to think about. But there are really a lot of reasons, and we experience them a lot. And I talked about a few of them. But, you know, things like natural disasters. You know, we have had some really serious hurricanes here, you know, in the U.S. locally. Houston was hit really hard last year with Harvey.
Yeah.
Obviously, Katrina, you know, a while back. But Rita, you know, when you're experiencing a natural disaster like that, it's the same kind of thing. You kind of look around and you go, what do I do next? Mm-hmm. And so having a plan, being prepared ahead of time, thinking about how, you know, having documents in place or food or whatever part of your plan related to this preparedness. But natural disasters is a great.
What kind of car do you drive?
I drive a minivan, but I also have a go vehicle.
Okay. You know, that's one of the reasons I bought my Subaru, because it's got the X mode thing and it's all wheel drive.
Yes.
And if I needed to get out of a situation, yes, I could.
Yep.
Can't do that in a Porsche.
Nope. Yep. So I have just like you have a go bag, I have a go vehicle, and it is loaded with everything that I would need to
and
take on the road.
And you just keep it in your driveway ready?
Yes.
I love it.
Yeah. So
when did you become this crazy person? What year was it?
Well, so that was probably 2013, 2014 is when we really started to get serious about it. And one of the things that I think is awesome that you can do, and I think sometimes it can be overwhelming, but you can start really small. So we started with that Christmas. We made a list of things that we wanted, and that's what we asked for Christmas. So we started asking for like water bladder bags, or there's some pre-made kits, like 48-hour survival kits that you can buy online. There's a number of survival sites online that, you know, provide
typically,
this stuff.
What's in one of those kits?
So there would be like pouches of water. Water is obviously like a huge thing.
Yeah.
You know, one of the first things you want to do is fill your bathtub if there's ever an issue. Fill your bathtub, fill your sinks, plug them up and fill them with water, because water is, you know, life's precious resource.
Yeah.
But there's usually
you're dead without it.
Yes, you're dead
quickly.
Without it. Mm-hmm. Faster than anything else. There's usually pouches of water. Those usually have kind of like MRE type of food. So it's, you know, either dehydrated or it's just kind of open, and you know, it's definitely not something that you're going to want to eat on a daily basis. But when it comes down to surviving for 48 hours, or if you've got a baby, or that was one of the things that really, I had babies at the time, and that was what was scary for me, is what if I couldn't feed them? What if I didn't have diapers? What if I couldn't feed them or bathe them or keep them clean? And there are so many things that you're dealing with when you have a baby that are different than what you're dealing with. So that's another thing I encourage people to do, is think about, you know, medications is another thing. Think about what you need to get through every day, and then back that up.
Hopefully, it's not medications.
Right.
Every day.
Right.
People,
but I mean,
some people are
diabetic, or some people have whatever it is. But some people, you know, obviously have things that
I would have my nasal, my saline spray in there, and hydrogen peroxide, rubbing alcohol.
Yep.
Of course, water. We've already talked about that. What are some other things that are important to have?
I love having we have some solar powered things that like a charging kit that can charge things.
Or what about like just simply those, you know, they're real small when they fold all up, just a little, like they're a little silver. Well, they're
like
big.
Those solar blankets.
You put it around your body and it gets heat from the sun and can keep you very warm.
Yes. We also have an Illuminet, which can drop the temperature by 20 degrees. So if we were in the hot sun and we got stuck and we were caught or whatever, we could use that. But, you know, also another thing is getting stranded in your car, you know, and that's dependent upon where you live, right? If you live up north and you know, I grew up north. If you get stranded in your car when it's 30 below, you got a problem.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so you have to be thoughtful about your surroundings. What's your climate like? Where, you know, where do you live? What's specific to you?
Yeah.
And so we always had a flashlight. We had flares. We had socks, you know, extra things like that.
I've gotten soft since I've lived here in Dallas.
I have too. I mean, I've turned into a weenie. Like, I used to be able to, you know, I mean,
I could do anything.
Y'all are speaking a foreign language to me. I would be screwed.
And you can. I mean, you can go off the road so easy up north.
She's going to have that baby in what, 2.5 months? 2 months?
Better start prepping.
Yeah.
You get ready. Get
that mama bear comes out.
Yeah, mama bear comes out, and you will turn into somewhat of a weirdo.
Yeah. And then you'll own it. You will own it proudly.
Yeah, you will.
I'd rather be prepared and look like a whack.
Well, that's how I feel.
Not prepared. Right. And, like, die.
Yeah. Right. Absolutely.
Yeah. So maps is a really good one. I mean, and this is one of those things that it's really funny. We're like, how did people used to get around? Well, they used to have maps. You know, we all now
matches
are good.
A lighter.
Yes.
Throw a little firewood in there.
Yep. Throw all that in there.
Some newspaper.
But I mean, if you're trying to go somewhere and you don't have your phone to tell you how to get there, you need an atlas, you know, or you need a Texas road map, something like that.
Atlas, maps.
Yeah, so we have maps and we have our location mapped out. We gave them to all of our family a couple years ago. So if anything ever goes bad, they know where we're going
to
be.
How often are you adding to your prepper bag?
So that's a really interesting question, especially when it comes to food storage. And so
you have to rotate, proper rotation assures freshness.
You want to use foods that you generally eat. And then what my mom always did is we had a pantry in our basement, and she did have probably like a year's worth of food. But what she would do is she would take food out of that food storage, and that's what we would eat. And then when she would buy groceries, she would restock her food storage. It's kind of like your own personal, you know, pantry or grocery store. And that way she knew that it was being replenished and kept fresh.
You'll laugh. The last time we covered this, like the first time, was like a year ago, something like that. The first time I went to Costco and I got a bunch of water and put it in my safe room, and then I got nuts. I'm like, what's a good healthy thing that I can eat that's got fat? You know, it'll, you know, just keep me satiated, and it's small storage, but it'll stay fresh. So I had like I don't know, like 100 bags of nuts in my
that's when you have a nut party. Clear that out.
You're nuts.
About gasoline?
Oh, that's a good question. I mean, you can do propane tanks, but fuel's difficult because fuel, I mean, obviously is unstable. So you have to have the right store. You have to be set up appropriately in order to store that. Mm-hmm. I mean, we saw last year, I think it was with Rita, people were that gas shortage last year here in Dallas. People were like filling up buckets with fuel and stuff.
Was there actually a gas shortage?
No, well, that's the problem. Like, there wasn't, but I think,
everyone panicked.
Everybody panicked.
Lexi and I were together.
Lexi and I were together.
I remember that.
I didn't even know it was happening, and Lexi came and got me and brought me to the show. I was out of gas, and I was on Lemon. I was at Lemon in Oak Lawn, and anyway, the brutality of the people that came out during few hours.
People get violent over
this. Well, that's what you will see.
Bern and I had
true
to get
colors.
Tall boys just to make it through the day.
I know.
That's fantastic.
Waiting on gas, drinking tall boys.
I totally forgot about that. Yeah, we had fun with that.
Yeah,
it was fine.
But so what about keeping a little whiskey in case you're really
am personally a huge fan of that, because ultimately, I mean, now we're going back to a doomsday scenario, obviously. Yeah. But if there's ever a scenario where, I mean, where money and paper money isn't really a currency, then I think things like coffee, tobacco, cigarette—I mean, things that people are really going to want. Yeah.
So
cigarettes,
do you
alcohol,
keep cigarettes?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Cigars too.
Well, I don't have cigars. Maybe we should have. Yeah, yeah.
I think
obviously food and stuff. But yeah, anything that we think would be tradable is something that becomes like
a great
currency. My husband even thinks I'm crazy, but that's the way I think. I'm telling
you,
I was conditioned to think this way. Yeah. So, I mean, it's great.
I can't help it.
I don't think you're crazy. I think you're awesome.
I own my crazy. I'll just say that. I have no problem
with
it.
When doomsday hits, I'm coming to you.
Yeah. If you can find me. Yeah.
You won't be able to find her. She'll be out of town. All right, everyone. What a great show. Thank you so much. How much fun was that?
It was super fun.
Thank you so much for listening, everyone out there. Have a fabulous day. Have a fabulous weekend. And you get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there and prep today.